Chapter 4. Someone Always Sees You. Charlie sat on a rotting railroad tie and picked at weeds that fought for life through narrow black holes. They'd been in 27 homes a week, and she'd only met a few other children. On Monday, a girl offered her a cigarette that she claimed to have stolen from the outside pocket of her uncle's fishing waders. On Wednesday, a younger girl, so shy she couldn't utter a word besides her first name, approached Charlie. Filled with joy at having a conversation with someone besides her cranky brother, Charlie overreacted with 100 questions. The girl turned around and slugged away.
"Nice meeting you,"
Charlie called out from behind, but she wasn't really sure if it qualified as a meeting or not. On Thursday, a boy Zach's age noticed Charlie's white and pink Reeboks and asked if she was rich. When she didn't answer right away, he said, "That's what I thought, new girl," and sauntered off. Charlie's mother kept her promise to give the kids a full week off before starting school. Her dad began work the Monday after they arrived, and Charlie hadn't seen him much since. He was gone when she woke up, and he didn't walk back in the door until almost bedtime. She didn't know exactly where he was working, just that a man picked him up every day and they drove to a warehouse where they picked up big sheets of rock and hung them in houses other people were building. She'd asked for a story the night before when he poked his dusty head in her room at bedtime. He promised that when they were settled, really, finally settled, Mason's adventures would return. After a week, Charlie thought she knew the neighborhood layout like she'd lived there forever. The trailers closest to the main road were the nicest, she'd noticed, and the people who lived in them drove the nicer cars that made less noise and spat less smoke when they drove by.
Their trailers also seem much wider, she thought, and she imagined they must have looked like mini palaces inside.
The trailers by hers were just okay, not bad. And definitely nicer on the outside than the six that sat on the short, dead-end road with the ugly dirt and gravel mountain at the end with grass growing from it. She'd seen kids playing King of the Hill there, and she watched from the road's entrance, standing bravely in the middle of